So this is it. Time to go. It hurt more than I thought it would. It doesn't really, like, the water burns, but I think I might be in shock. I don't really seem to care much anymore. I'm just gonna lay back in this nice hot water. Had to be this way. There's nothing left for me. People are probably gonna say, she was so young, but I'm not young anymore, and that's the problem. I'm a dried up old hag. I'm disgusting. The first time I fucked me, I was 5 years old. I felt like my whole body was gonna shatter. God, he stretched me wide open. Where I could see. The outline of his cock on my belly as he pushed into me. I bled afterwards, but I never bled again. I didn't like it the first time. It was too much. But then, then he was taking me to the doctor, because my mom, she had the flu too, and daddy grabbed me by the hair, and he pulled me down onto the floorboards of the car, and he shoved my face down on that big, thick, grown-up cock, and I felt like I was choking to death. I couldn't handle it. I didn't know what to do. I didn't. He wouldn't stop. I gagged and I squealed. Screamed, and no one could hear me over the car engine, and then I hit the accelerator, and this cop was so deep down my throat that he slammed into a tree, and when my body went flying, I came so hard, it was like every piece of my body was on fire. Like my pussy was gonna melt and run down my legs. Nothing's ever gonna feel as good as that moment. And after that, I couldn't get enough. Daddy would punish me by sending me to bed without my special dessert. He knew I'd do anything for his cock, so he put it inside me constantly. So full. I was so tiny, he could just grab my legs and use me like a little fleshlight. My whole world was just thick, hard cock all the time. whole summer. And then mommy kicked him out of the house. And then I got smarter. I didn't let the next one know how much I needed his cock. I let him get close to mommy. And I figured out how to make him hard without touching him. How to rub my legs against him. That I had to wear little panties, short t-shirts all the time, so the shirts would just slip up a little and show my ass. God, I had a tiny little fucking 8-year-old ass. Tiny and tight. Smooth and soft. It was perfect. And he gave me anything I wanted to fuck that house. Anything. And I had ice cream every night after dinner. The kind that my mom didn't like. With the pistachios in it. And then I would let him give me his cum for dessert. And I got to go to ballet classes, even though my mom said, "Well, your middle name is Grace, sweetie." And that I would never be a ballerina. I can still put my feet behind my head. Not that anyone cares anymore. I would prance around in my little tutus. My little pale pink skin-colored bodysuit. With the snaps. My mother kept wondering how they kept ripping. The snaps would just mysteriously wind up popped right off. And that's how we met the ballerina. She had access to all kinds of little girls. And when I stood like a hippopotamus or made faces at her back or generally acted like a spoiled little American slut, she would smack me with her cane, and I think the first time he saw me get hit with that cane, it was true love, and it wasn't for me. I wonder if they had kids together. I wonder if they're happy. And then I started getting invited to boy-girl parties. And I started growing little baby titties. I never saw any reason not to let the boys play with them. It felt so good. All those little Snoop 11 and 12-year-old cocks. The way all the other girls hated me. They would put ketchup on my seat every day. every time they could at lunch, before a lecture, before a big test. I stopped doing my homework. I started skipping class to hide in the library. And that's when I met the teacher who would give me extra tutoring. God, it must have been so hard to look at all those little 13-year-old butts every day in our little short shorts in the summer. Look at all of us trying to show off our tits. Enduring all those childish flirtations. Every day, not doing anything about it. But it was my idea. I like to imagine I was the first one. I want to be the first at something. Is the water cold already? I don't think I can get out of the tub anyway. For a year, he came inside me every day. Find the dumbest excuses to get him to hold me after him. Tell him I set my homework on fire. I'd fall asleep in class and pretend to. So he'd come up behind me and shake me. I wrote and turned in an essay once about a girl getting raped by every single boy on the hockey team. The high school hockey team. The one we went to see and I went to state. He was so mad after that, he fucked me like I was fucking 5 years old again. It ached. I was sore for days. Then I started to bleed again. You can't knock up your students. So then I started going to the high school parties. And the first time that happened, I was really drunk. And I woke up. There was some boy filming me, talking about how he wanted to turn inside me next. And then I would just go and lay down in some room, pretend I'd passed out and wait for them to come. Sometimes I'd just wear like a short skirt. No panties. On Halloween, I wore a skin-tight leather outfit with a big, long zipper down the front. I think they knew I wasn't old enough to be there. I think they knew they were fucking a 14-year-old girl. And they were 18, 19. Old enough to go to jail for fucking me. I think they just didn't care. It isn't legal to fuck me anymore. I'm not cute little pedo bit. And I don't like it. I tried finding the oldest guys I could. Half of them can't get it up without a little chemical assistance, but it's just not the same. I tried finding the biggest cocks I could find. Nothing makes me come like it did that first time. That time when I almost got killed by a big hard cock. My mom was at home puking her guts out, thinking I was safe at the doctor. There's just no point in living if I'm too old for that. I can feel it. It's not gonna be long now. I think I'm kind of turned on from all that, but I don't. The pressure to come. I think this is the most turned on I've been in a while. I'm actually killing myself because pedophiles won't fuck me. Does that? Oh, fucked up a little traumatized. Where do I have to be? Ever. Oh.